Hello, this is Andrea Dembecki, and this is the Angel Fairy Healing live radio show. Join me every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for enlightening radio on self-help, metaphysics, angels, fairies, human evolution, inspiration, and more. You can reach me at www.angelfairyhealing.com. Enjoy the show. Hi everyone, this is Andrea Dembecki, and today on Angel Fairy Healing, we'll be talking about Mother Earth magic. This is a subject very dear to my heart and something that I've been really meditating on and writing about recently. I grew up very nature-oriented. My mother always took us to the parks on the weekends. She always stressed the importance of playing outside, interacting with the natural world. And we also used a lot of natural remedies, herbs, flower essences. We did a lot of gardening. There was always a lot of that kind of nature energy in my life. And I noticed that it's been a theme throughout my life, and something that always helps me to feel closer to who I am and feeling grounded on earth. As a highly spiritual person, I can get too much into the spirit realm, on the other realms with angels and spirit guides and flying around the universe. And I really work deeply with Mother Earth and the fairies to awaken the nature of this grounded physical existence and the gifts that that provides for us. This has been a lifelong theme for me, you know, growing up with that importance of nature and gardening and holistic living and herbalism and flower essences. And I was in New York then, so we were kind of different. I was always called the hippie child, the weirdo. And then as I moved out to the West Coast, it was much more, you know, mainstream, and I actually learned a lot more. I mean, people were teaching you how to make flower essences on every corner. People were teaching you all about herbalism, naturopath stuff was everywhere. And also there was a lot of stress on environmental protection, logging and environmental preservation and gardening as a very integral part of the city here in the Pacific Northwest. I live right on the outskirts of Portland, right over the bridge in Washington. And I was just amazed when I moved here at the beauty of the nature. We have the Columbia River Gorge, which is just completely this beautiful, expanse of waterfalls and old growth forests. And it's just so beautiful. And then we have in every direction lots of old growth forests. And I really was touched on a deeper level through the beauty of nature. And I remember when I was 14 and I lived in New York, my aunt brought us out to California because she lived in San Francisco, and we went to visit the redwoods. And I remember how deeply the energy of those trees touched my soul. How healed I felt, how much magic they contained. And then I knew that this was going to be a lifelong journey, connecting with the healing power of nature. And I think to an extent we all feel that, you know we feel happy when we see a beautiful garden, or we walk through the forest, or we see a beautiful sunset or the ocean. I mean, to an extent we all feel uplifted by those things. And today I wanted to talk about going deeper, you know, meditating with the forest, with the mermaid kingdom, with the fairy kingdom, going into inner earth and exploring all of these different earth realms, and recognizing that they are actually a form of heaven. I know for me, I deeply connect with plants and flowers and trees. And I've been having a lot of kind of dream journeys, kind of while I'm awake or meditating, where I will be small and, you know, traveling to forests throughout the world, or, you know, deeply connecting with the energies of a fern or a specific flower, and feeling extremely balanced and healed by doing these things. And even just last night, I was deeply traveling to the ocean and connecting with the mermaids and all of the sea creatures. And I really wanted to talk about awakening the heavenly aspects of nature today because I feel like they give so much to us. And a lot of us as sensitive people, you know, we might feel Earth is harsh. Earth society is harsh. I mean, I remember living in constant fear since I was a child. I mean, not always, but I was afraid of horror movies. I was afraid of, you know, authority figures and school tests, mean people. I mean, on and off, the world seemed pretty harsh to me. But when I connected with nature, there was just a kindness and a feeling of coming home. And I think that has to do with the kindness of nature. It has a very angelic essence, and also the fairy kingdom and all the spirits of the plants. And, you know, I love to talk about fairies and work with the fairies, but did you know that all of the plants and trees and rocks and all of those beings are also alive and also have an energy and a spirit and love to connect with us? So I wanted to help everybody awaken to that today, awaken to the mystery of that, awaken to the magic of that, because it's something that I haven't really dived into consciously until the last few years, and it has been so amazing for me to do that. I've been into angels for years and fairies and traveling to that realm like it's a distant place, but I'm talking about connecting with the heaven of nature that is right here. And when I talk about that, I mean, you know, connecting with the magic of the trees in your neighborhood, your garden, the earth beneath your feet, and meeting it. Saying hello to it, listening to it, listening to its messages and connecting with its spirit on a regular basis. Many societies have done this. Native Americans had a deep respect for the earth, and they would speak to the earth and listen to the earth. And then we also have shamans who work deeply with the trees and the animals and the spirits of Mother Nature. And I really feel that that's important for us right now, as it's a missing piece of our life. I know when I connect with the healing energies of Mother Earth and the plant kingdom, I feel safe in my physical being. I feel an awakening of heavenly energies within my physical being. And as you study, I've been studying Chinese medicine a lot, you realize that they always talk about the balance of heaven and earth, and certain organs are earth energies, and our bodies have a balance of heaven and earth energies. And, you know, if you've had a difficult life, if you've been through trauma, you may have disconnected yourself from those earth energies. And really, I wanted to talk about reconnecting ourselves to earth in a loving way today, and connecting our heart chakra with the heart of Mother Earth and the trees and the plants, and kind of healing that inner child, so that we feel safe and happy on Earth once again, and reawaken ourselves to the gifts of the Earth and of nature. I also want to talk about the spirit of Mother Earth too. People call it different things: Mother Nature, Gaia. But it is a beautiful living spiritual essence that we can connect with. I try to connect with this energy daily, say hello to the earth, send it some love and healing energy. And it's kind of it's a celestial body, so it has a beautiful healing energy. And I find that when I send energy to the earth, it comes right back to me. If you look at animals, they always have all fours on the earth, their hands and their feet. And if you look at those chakras, their hand chakras and their feet chakras are always exchanging energy with the earth. And that is very important for us, for our well-being, for us to be grounded and feel healthy and happy. So I'm going to go through a live attunement now for everybody to be attuned to the energies of Mother Earth and the natural kingdom, and just be open to whatever would like to come through for you. And first, we are going to really work on opening those hand and feet chakras to connect us with Mother Earth and our heart also. Our heart is deeply connected to Mother Earth in nature. And nature can feel the energy of your heart. Nature is very loving. When we send love to the trees, to the earth itself, to the plants around us, they get nurtured, they feel it, and they reflect that love and multiply that love. So let's connect our heart with nature, send our love all over the planet, And now I would like you to imagine that you are meeting Mother Earth on an energetic level. Meet her and also any trees and plants that would like to come through, and let your spirit travel wherever it would like to on the planet. We are beyond time and space. Our spirit can travel to any forest, any ocean, anywhere within the earth or on the surface. We can travel and receive healing. I know lately I've been going deep within the ocean and connecting with the mermaids and their powerful energy healing. I also like to travel to deep old growth forests all over the planet. I've been connecting with a lot in Asia lately. There's a lot of nature magic all over our planet. We want to attune ourselves to this nature magic right now. Look at the planet in front of you like it's a grid of healing energy. Connect your heart with that beautiful energy of the trees. And now change your size. Imagine that you are as large as the whole planet, holding it in your hand, sending it love and healing. And now imagine that you are the size of a little bug, and that you live in a tree, or that you live in inner earth, and feel what it's like to interact with the planet in that way. Now we want to work with our energy body, connecting our energy body to Mother Earth, bringing ourselves back to Mother Earth and reclaiming our energy on Mother Earth. I do feel a lot of sensitive people may check out and feel Earth is harsh, but this is a really big solution for sensitive people, is to connect with the healing energies of Mother Nature on Earth and the plants and the animals. Very healing for us. And I do feel a lot of us have life work to do with these institutions, helping children, preserving nature, living holistically. And I do feel that there's a big lifestyle change. I know I felt it on a soul level, the kind of desire to live more simply, close to the land, more holistically, in harmony with nature. And a lot of people are even going off the grid and, you know, living without as much technology or and just kind of living off the land more sustainably. And we can do this in a balanced way and ask how we can do that in our own life. It may mean, you know, paying attention to the packaging that you use, or reusing your bags, or, you know, using holistic remedies, or making healing potions, or working with the energy healing essences of the planet. I also feel it's happening in our medical institution, you know, the use of more holistic remedies and herbalism as opposed to these other ways of healing ourselves that are not as sustainable, maybe are more chemical based. I mean, also on the basic level for stress relief, connecting with nature is very important, making nature part of our daily ritual. It's also good for us to have fresh air, sunshine. It's good for our energy system. It's good to clear things out of our bodies, energies out that aren't ours. So connecting deeply, continuing your attunement with Mother Earth, and I've been calling in the spirit of Mother Earth to be with each and every one of you in whatever way that means to you. And pay attention to what happens today. If you get messages on TV or in books or on signs or telepathically, we're really going to set that invitation that we would like to open that relationship with Mother Earth and nature and the trees and the plants on a deeper level. And I have to say, this has been an amazing thing in my life, and I know it's been a long way. I mean, growing up in a holistic household, we always knew about these things, but I wasn't as aware of with my intuition to connect with these things, to journey with things, and really to understand the deep spiritual nature of the plants and the earth itself. I want to talk about the different places that we can travel within nature. I have a lot of fun doing this in meditation. You can meditate and travel into inner earth and go to the different layers of the earth. We can connect with the different rocks and crystals. We can go to the core of the earth and speak to the earth. We can connect with the fire energies, the water energies, and really send our love and healing deep within the earth. and also kind of meet beings within the earth. I always meet fairies and elves when I travel in inner earth, and there's also a different type of consciousness within earth, inner earth. If you hear about, if anyone's heard about Lemuria or the beings that live in earth, they're more in a realm of oneness. There's a more peaceful society within earth if we connect with these beings. And a lot of us can't see them. We can only connect with them in spirit because they are on a slightly higher dimension, just like the fairies and the angels. But when we visit them and talk with them, we can learn a lot, and they can teach us energy healing, and they have lots of messages for us that are very healing and help with our evolution. I also want to talk about the Mermaid Kingdom. This has been coming up a lot for me. I've been deeply connecting with the healing energies of the Mer Kingdom. And you can close your eyes and just imagine that you're down there under the ocean and pay attention to what's going on there. They are very energy based. They send a lot of healing energy to the ocean itself. They're very, very, you know, aware of the vibration that they are radiating and the magic of that. They're very angelic. So I work with the mermaids a lot to do energy healing and balancing for myself. They also have a heavenly connection with the earth around them, with the water, with their beautiful environment, and they really love their environment. And if you think about a mermaid kingdom, it's always beautiful. There's crystals and castles and shells and sea animals, and it's very heavenly. So I've been deeply connecting with that, and I want to share that with everybody. Let's connect with the Mermaid Kingdom. And then I also want to connect everyone with the old growth forests and the peace of the trees and the greenness and that beautiful energy. We're going to get attuned to all of these energies today. Connect with those beautiful trees all over the planet. And feel how they make you feel. All these places always open my heart and fill me with joy and fill me with a state of wonder and magic about the world around me. Next, I want to help everyone connect with the energy of plants and flowers and pay attention to whoever wants to come through. Fern has been coming through a lot, roses, and connect with the spirit of all of these plants. These are the gifts of nature. We have kind of closed ourselves to the energy of plants, but really they're part of our life constantly. We eat them. We have them in our gardens, they're in our neighborhoods, they're everywhere. And if you look deeper, they have so many beautiful messages and healing energies for us. So I would like to ask everyone to pay attention to the plants in your neighborhood, in your daily interactions, in your yard, the places that you visit. Say hello to them and really listen to them. Ask if they have any messages, connect with their energies. This is a deep, ancient way of being. I feel a lot of Native American spirit guides coming through, helping us. These energies want to awaken once again. And these are the simplest forms for us to heal and uplift ourselves and be at peace with our environment. The other thing I want to bring up is healing the land beneath our feet. You can do this with the land beneath where you live or work or the places you visit every day. Connecting with the energy of the land, sending love to it and asking it what it needs, instilling it with peace and love. I do this a lot if I'm selling a house or moving. I'll connect with the energy of the land and bless it and ask for its divine will. I'll also work with the elements beneath the earth of that land and speak to them and activate them. And I want to talk about crystals. Crystals are kind of like plants. When you send them love, they get activated and they kind of drink up that love, and you awaken their spirit on a deeper level. If I kind of, you know, clairvoyantly look at a plant, I feel its cells activate when I send love to it. I see its genetic structure change. Plants are very empathic, so plants are very, very good for sensitive people. If you are very sensitive also, very healing for you to work with the energies of the plants. Let's connect now deeper with the energies of Mother Earth. I'm awakening your aura to these energies, and I'm seeing a lot of inner child healing. I do feel a lot of us as children were naturally connected to the earth. We lay on the earth. We had the natural kind of desire to play outside. And I actually remember doing this as an adult in college, and people thought I was weird because I was always a nature person and always outside. And some people didn't even leave their house all day, but it's always been part of my life. I was always laying in the grass, walking through the forest, and it really balances my chakras and relieves stress and helps me to, you know, stay in the present moment. And as an energy healer and as a clairvoyant, I can really see the heavenly, amazing magic of nature. And that's my whole purpose of this show, is to help you guys awaken to that too. So I'm going to start to pull some cards for everyone. I do have a few of my decks here, my angel deck, my fairy deck, and my unicorn deck. And I'm going to start with a card for Annie Valentine from the Soul Searching Group. And if anyone else would like a card pull for them, please post in the chat or on Facebook. And for Annie Valentine, I pulled an angel card, and I got the card Praying Angel. Send a prayer out from your heart to the universe. And the angels are reminding you about the importance of heartfelt prayer. When you deeply connect with your heart with the heart of the angels, and you ask for specific things to be healed or created in your life, it's a powerful form of self-healing for you. You can do this with a journal or in meditation time, and you can put your hands in prayer position and just connect your heart with the angels and send out prayers to the universe, wishes for what you would like to create, requests for what you would like to heal, and just send love and healing to any part of your life that is stressing you out or that you feel needs some light. Next, I'm pulling a card for Amy Luna. And I actually got two cards for Amy Luna, and the first one is Crystal Fairy. Connect with the magical and healing energies of Earth. And this Crystal Fairy comes through really to remind you the importance of crystals in your life. I see you with your crystal collection, making crystal grids, making crystal jewelry, doing crystal healing, and even speaking to your crystals, listening to them, meditating with them, channeling from them. I do feel that you use crystals in past lives, and it's something that's awakening once again. And I do feel that you are going to teach about crystal healing eventually. Spiritual teachers coming up for you a lot. I feel like as you learn lots of things, eventually you are going to start to teach people things that you are learning. And the second card for you, Amy Luna, is Forest Dragon. Look deeper into the hidden realms of places. I do feel, Amy, that you are a natural nature, Mother Earth communicator, and it's important for you to open up those abilities when you are in nature. You know, open up your ability to telepathically listen to nature, to clairvoyantly see who's around, you know, the energy of plants, of fairies, of trees, and channel messages, and really look deeper on to the higher dimension of the places around you. And that may even include your own yard or your own neighborhood, seeing, you know, what fairies are there, what tree spirits are there, what plant spirits are there, and listening to their messages, because, you know, there's a whole kind of universe going on beneath the surface. When I started to talk to the trees in my neighborhood, they told me that they're always watching everything, and that they watch over the children, and that they bless the neighborhood. They're very loving guardians, so it's fascinating to work with them and hear their stories. And the next card is for Susan Overand from the Soul Searching Group. And for her, I got Archangel Michael. Take charge of your energy. You have dominion. And this card is about awakening that male energy within your being. That's the assertive side, the creator side, the action side. It's kind of like a goddess energy that's awakening. A power within you, the power to take charge of your life, to move forward, take action, and to be really clear about what you want out of life and claim it. So Archangel Michael's working with you with that assertiveness, with that creative energy, and really helping you to assert your power and will on your universe. So connect with Archangel Michael on that. And for Thomas, I'm pulling a card for him right now. I got the Sunflower Fairy. You are being called to share your gifts with the world. And Thomas, I do feel that you are a spiritual healer and leader and speaker. And this card's really coming through to help you to recognize that your message is important and that it's important to share your light with the world. Even if that's just an inspiring blog post or an inspiring message to someone, it's important for you to realize that you are important. Your message is important, that you are an important part of the world. Your every action has a ripple effect, and you do have these positive intentions to help the world. And the Sunflower is really coming through to help boost that and really bring you out on a bigger level, to strengthen your energy, to go out in the world and create change. I also got another card for you. I got the Pegasus Garden. Awaken the bliss within your heart. And the Pegasus comes through to awaken our ability to believe in ourselves, to awaken our heart to the higher realms of consciousness, heal our inner child, and really awaken a deeper level of happiness and contentment within ourselves, and with our relationship with life, with our divine connection. So I'm wishing everybody lots of love and light and prayers, all the people that I pulled a card for. And I remind everyone that whether you're listening now or to an archive recording, that the messages are important. Every card that I pull heals me. The messages are important for everyone. I'm going to pull a card for us as a group right now from my fairy deck. I do have a fairy deck called the Enchanted Fairy Heart Oracle. And the card I pulled is Tiger Lily card. Cultivate your confidence, power, and strength. So let's connect now with the healing energies of the Tiger Lily. The Tiger Lily is an orange lily with spots on it, just like a tiger. And this card is really about connecting with your fierceness, your ability to face your fears, your ability to move forward, believe in yourself, stand up for yourself. And so we're connecting with this fierce energy now to help us to stand tall on earth. And I do feel part of the message of today's radio show is reclaiming the earth for the sensitive people, for the people who are going to bring love to earth, protect the environment, stand up for the things that really matter. And I do feel that there's a huge paradigm shift in living more holistically, simpler. We're getting away from materialism. We're living with more integrity with regards to our environment. And I know, you know, growing up in New York, for me, it's like the environment wasn't a priority in society. My mother was very environmentally aware, but as society, we were not. And so we really have to lead the trend of living more holistically on every level, you know, buying sustainable things, recycling things, and, you know, really watching everything that's going on in our society. And I really think that's awakening on a deeper level, and we can call for help with all of that. And I'm excited about the changes that are happening, and I recommend that everyone speak to the earth daily, connect with the healing energies of earth, the spirits of earth, and the plants around you, and really start to dabble into the miracle of this. I mean, for me, it's something that's really blessed my life on a deeper level, and it's not something that's new. Like I said before, the Native Americans were really open to this, and in our culture, we have disconnected from the spirituality of nature. But we are missing it. We are craving it. We need it for our health on all levels, specifically our emotional health. It's very, very important for us psychologically to connect with nature, to connect with those things. It really helps us because I see the difference with the stress and the pace of our lifestyle, that we need to get more grounded, more in harmony with the universe. And I've been reading about the 13 grandmothers and their beautiful healing energies, and they connected with the Native Americans, and they talk with about the heartbeat of the earth, and how when we use the Native American drum, we connect with the heartbeat of the earth, which is thus connected to the heartbeat of the universe, and that is our own inner rhythm. So as we connect with nature and the earth itself, we reconnect with our own inner rhythm. So let's take a second now as a group to connect with our own inner rhythm and the rhythm of the earth and nature itself, and start to bless the planet with awakening this consciousness once again. I feel many spirit guides with us, animals, Native Americans, fairies, trees. Really, we're going to awaken that relationship once again of respecting the earth, awakening the spirituality of earth in the consciousness of humanity, and awakening our power to lead this movement, to lead environmentalism, sustainability, and respect for Mother Nature on all levels. We're going to awaken that. Join me now in blessing the earth with love and healing, and sending the earth down to the core waves of healing energy from your heart. I now deepen and awaken my relationship with the earth, with the plants, with the trees, with the oceans. I send my love and healing to all. I live in harmony with all. We're going to really work on healing that relationship together. And there are many different ways that we can connect with nature. You can meditate in nature. You can make healing potions from herbs or plants. You can do nature art. You can volunteer to help nature. Sometimes I like to plant trees, and sometimes on a small level, I just go around my neighborhood and forests around my area and I clean up the garbage. Another very powerful thing you can do is whenever you visit a forest or your own backyard, or you're walking in a park in your area, is that you can send love and healing. You can pray for these natural areas and protect them. What I do in my area is every time I clean up garbage, I bless the earth and I kind of put the energy that people aren't going to throw garbage there anymore, that they're going to like see how clean and beautiful it is, and that they're not even going to do that. I kind of bless it with that intention. Like I make an energy sign there. I love to do that. And also, if you find there's an area of nature that's beaten down, or a home that's kind of, beaten down and has a low vibration, you can do that to that place too. Pray for that place and send love and healing to it. All right, so one last mini meditation. I'm just going to ask that any trees or flowers or plants that would like to connect with you, also places on the earth that would like to connect with you, or animals, like be open now to any animals that would like to come through, or trees or plants or places. I feel the redwoods, I feel Hawaii, I feel dolphins, I feel different herbs and plants come through. So just be open to anything that would like to connect with you. And remember that you can connect with it on a spiritual level. If you feel very healed by Hawaii, you can connect with that on a spiritual level. So let's bring in the medicine of anything that we need from nature and thank it for its beautiful gifts. I am getting visions of turtles, whales, bears, lots of animals coming through. I also feel the spirit of water, magical waterfalls and oceans. That energy would like to be shared with you. And we're really opening our auras now to all of the healing properties of nature. Wood, earth, fire, air. All of that energy, rainbows, volcanoes, just bringing in all that energy to balance us and connect our spirit with that. And okay, so I'm going to pull one more card for Kelly T. Smith. And the card I pulled for her is Friendship Fairy. You are attracting kindred friends. And I do feel this card is about the fairies coming through to connect you with people that spark your spirit, that awaken your joy. And it doesn't just mean people. I also feel this means plants, animals, crystals. Just opening yourself to trust and receive the divine energy from people around you, from consciousness around you, and releasing the old and opening your heart to trust the new. That's animals, plants, trees, people, crystals. Just, I do see an opening in your heart to be more receptive to the right things, the things that are right for you, the things that are going to nourish you, and the happiness of relationships. The next card I pull for you is Green Man, Let Nature Revitalize You. And I get a vision of you being wrapped in leaves, and you're very small, like a little fairy, and really connecting with the healing energies of Mother Nature. It's very important for you. Create that in your yard or garden, and really connect on a spiritual level with the earth and nature when you go outside. I think that's going to be very beneficial for you. So I want to thank everyone for listening, and I am excited to hear about the ways that you connect with nature this week. And please comment in the thread if you have any comments, or reach me on Facebook, and have a wonderful day.